We bring to these microphones right now David James of David James Reports. It's on our website, the homepage on the right-hand column. You scroll down, you'll see the icon, and you can go there. I say this every week, but I want to keep you aware of the fact that David James and I are discussing issues that the body of Christ needs to at least consider as it relates to what the Word of God really has to say about these particular issues. Many personalities are not using the Word of God to discuss these issues, and we're endeavoring to do that right here on Prophecy Today. Now, some of the issues we've discussed in the past, when I had an interview with David, they're available on David James Reports on our website, prophecytoday.com, and many of the papers that David has written in the past are available there as well. So I exhort you to stay abreast of the issues, and we have this portion of our program every week. It's a portion that we think essential. We want to have this in front of the body of Christ, and these are detailed subjects that we need to discuss in light of the soon coming of Christ. David, great to have you back with us. Now, I want to talk about some major news coming out this week with the story of a well-known figure in Christian prophecy circles switching his ministries. Give us an update.
Well, good to be with you again, Jimmy. You're right. Gary Stearman, who is with Prophecy in the News for almost 30 years, he had taken over Prophecy in the News, which was really sort of a flagship program for dispensationalism and prophetic studies. So the founder, J.R. Church, went home to be with the Lord after a three-year battle with cancer. And so Gary Stearman had taken over that position. But now he has resigned that position and has teamed up with Tom Horn to start something that they're calling Skywatch TV, which they're hoping to syndicate in cable networks. And in an interview with WND, used to formerly World News Daily or WorldNet Daily, Thomas Horn said, "We probably do a lot of shows others would be afraid to touch." And I would say with good reason. So it's a bit of a concern, I think, with Gary going with Tom Horn.
Well, who is Tom Horn? Talk to us, remind us. We've mentioned his name on the broadcast before, but remind all those eavesdropping on the conversation who Tom Horn is and what is his ministry.
Well, he has been a pastor. More recently, in the last few years, he's become primarily known for his website, Raiders News Network. Even more so, perhaps, a couple of books that he has authored. One was Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope, in which he is basing the idea upon a 12th century bishop's prophecies concerning the number of popes that there would be before the end of the world. So he is saying, theoretically, that the current pope, Francis, is the final pope before the very end times, the tribulation would begin, the second coming of Christ. And then his second book, Exo Vaticana, the subtitle is this, Petrus Romanus, Project Lucifer, and the Vatican's Astonishing Exo-Theological Plan for the Arrival of an Alien Savior. Now, that's a mouthful, but what it means is it ties into a lot of his teachings concerning Nephilim, UFO theology and eschatology, transhumanism, all sorts of things.
Wow. Well, you're right. They are going to be doing programs that most others of us who are students of the prophetic word of God would never, never go into at all. Someone has coined the term, David, postmodern prophetic paradigm, which would include the two men we're talking about, Tom Horn and Gary Stearman, as postmodern prophetic teachers. Now, what is meant by postmodern prophetic paradigm?
Well, this term, postmodern prophetic paradigm, was actually coined by a couple of ladies who do a tremendous amount of really good research in the areas of discernment and apologetics. And I just received an email from Sarah Leslie, that's the one, and Gaylene Goodroad is the other. I know both of them, and personally know Gaylene. I just received an email from Sarah. Here's the way she defined it. She says, "We call it postmodern because it veers off of absolute truth in the Bible and goes into postmodern fantasies, mysticism, esotericism, New Age, occultants, etc." And then she says, and they call it prophecy paradigm because it introduces a new end-time revelation, an entirely new alternative future scenario to the church, one that was not taught by Jesus or Scripture, is an entirely a different worldview, and the focus is not on Jesus or the gospel of salvation. So this is from the ladies who coined that term.
Wow, that is a mouthful, but it is essential for our understanding, those eavesdropping on this conversation, of what is happening in the area of Bible prophecy. Who could or should, David, be included in this as those who fit the description of postmodern prophetic paradigm or postmodern prophecy teachers?
Well, you know, it gets a little tricky when you start naming names, but I think we need to. I just received an email this week, someone criticizing us for discussing names. But in this case, I mean, we've got to warn people because they pick up this stuff. I would say, as we mentioned, Gary Stearman, Tom Horn, Chris Putnam is teamed up with Tom Horn in writing. L.A. Marzulli, who deals with the Nephilim UFO eschatology extensively. Unfortunately, I would have to include Chuck Missler in that because of some of the work he's doing, and Steve Quayle, Doug Hampton, and there are a number of others. I would say another thing about this postmodern prophetic paradigm, just to explain just a little bit more about what they're doing, is they're talking about the Genesis 6 issue with the sons of God and the daughters of men. They're suggesting that these were DNA experiments by fallen angels masquerading as aliens. They talk about interdimensional portals at certain places on the earth, like Mount Hermon in Israel. Chuck Missler says the universe is a giant holographic projection. And so he gets into this pseudoscience and mixing science and New Age philosophy and quantum physics and the nature of the universe and even reality itself. It just makes it impossible to know anything with certainty.
Well, and that is the reason that we need to have this type of program, so people will understand they're going outside of the absolute boundaries of the Word of God. Genesis 1:1, Revelation 22:21. I think your two ladies you were referring to, that was their emphasis. We need to understand what God's Word says and not bring all of this extracurricular information to the table. God gave prophecy, Jesus Christ, the spirit of prophecy, so it's key that we stay within the boundaries of God's Word on this particular study of the end times. Haven't some of these men in the past that we were talking about, I mean, I preached often with Chuck Missler. He's been a friend for a long period of time. Gary Stearman, I was on the broadcast soon after J.R. Church went to heaven. They had me out for a number of times of interviews there. What's wrong? What's making these men go a different direction?
Well, you know, I've thought about this a lot. I think there are a number of factors that play into it. One, I think, is that we are just bombarded with information, 24-hour news cycles, all kinds of information available on the internet. Some of these guys have very high-profile ministries, and to be honest, in order to stand out among this chaotic din of information and all of this and to catch people's attention, you've got to have, you know, something that stands out. And I think it's taking them in a direction that's very dangerous. I found a quote this morning from the End Times Prophecy headlines from back in May, and here's what they say. The science fiction Gnosticism of Tom Horn, Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, Doug Hamp, L.A. Marzulli, and others mixes occultism, Kabbalah, pagan mythologies, and Catholic mysticism, then elevates this steaming mess of apostasy to the same level as Scripture. And that is what I found when I reviewed his book, Petrus Romanus. He's taken all kinds of things from pagan mythologies and integrating them with Scripture and then taking it to the level of fact.
This is a dangerous situation. It's a phenomenon that is spreading across Christianity here in America, but around the world as well. Why do you think so many people, David, seemingly are falling for this new approach? Are they just not students of the Word of God, or they want somebody to tickle their ears?
I think it's several things. I think one is for the same reason that these prophecy teachers are moving this direction, and that is, you know, with all of this, they're just you know, seeing that there's something is happening. And, you know, we would, you and I would say, is we, and that, that is the focus of your ministry. You look at current events in light of the prophetic scriptures. And when we turn on the news, there are lots of things happening, and that this thing is going somewhere. And we could be in the last hours of the last days, and the stage is being set, as you put so often. And I think people want to make sense out of that. And then when you have guys like this who present themselves as having this message and presenting mysteries and ideas that nobody has seen before, it attracts people's attention. Then when you combine that with the fact that the Bible is being taught less and less from the pulpits in our churches, people are largely biblically illiterate, even in many churches that have been historically solid Bible-teaching churches.
I remember, as I was hearing you say just what you did to that last question, what Jesus said in his first public appearance there at the Sermon on the Mount, first part of the book of Matthew, he said, "Beware of false prophets." And then in his last public teaching, which would be the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, he said the same thing, beware of false prophets. So in light of that, this does have prophetic significance for the last days before the return of Christ, would you not say?
Yes, I would. You know, you have all of these different voices out there who are bringing more confusion than clarity and more extra-biblical and non-biblical, unbiblical, anti-biblical teaching that is competing with true prophecy teachers who are faithful to the Word of God. And it's just, it's drowning out those, I think, who are really seeking to do this seriously and sticking with the Scriptures. And so we know that there's an end-time delusion coming. Paul talks about that in 2 Thessalonians 2. And I'm really concerned that all this confusion that's being created is setting the stage for a great delusion that is coming.
And it looks like some of these men who used to warn us about false prophets are becoming the false prophets today.
You know, this is my concern, that under the impression that they're giving a warning that the delusion is coming, I'm concerned that by departing from the Scriptures, they unwittingly, and I'm not judging motives, that they're unwittingly possibly becoming a part of the deception itself.
David James with David James Reports, an issue that we needed to discuss today. And again, the bottom line, study God's Word yourself. Don't allow men, even David James or Jimmy DeYoung, to teach you what God's Word has to say. We can give you the right direction to study, but you must be a student of God's Word, in particular, the prophetic Word of God. David, thank you so very much. We'll talk again next week, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy.